So good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Maitreya Loving Kindness Tour. I've been around for so long, it was the Relic Tour went many years ago. So it's the Maitreya Loving Kindness Tour. My name is Sarah Brooks, and I'm from Kadampa Center, and we are extremely grateful to be able to host this event this weekend, and so thrilled that all of you were able to come out and join us for it. I'd like to thank the tour managers, Venerable Norbu and Amanda, who have worked so hard, who drive days between events and then have to unload many heavy things, organize cats as we all run around like crazy, and then dedicate the entire weekend. They're here all the hours, so they work extremely hard to make this available for everyone. So we'd like to first thank them so much for all their hard work. I'd also like to welcome our esteemed representatives who are going to be joining us in prayer this evening. This is considered an interfaith event, and so it was very meaningful for us that you would come tonight and join us and share in these blessings. So thank you so much. And without any more ado, I'm going to go ahead and request Diane to go ahead and start with our first prayer.
Good evening. Can you hear me? Is this on?
Yeah, right up to your mouth.
Okay.
Yep, it's on.
Okay, all right. Good evening, and thank you so much to the Kadampa Center for hosting this event and focusing our attention on loving kindness. We unfortunately live in a harsh and cynical time when it's easy to think of loving kindness as a naive ideal that only hopeless romantics indulge in. But in the Baha'i writings, we're told that love is the secret of God's holy dispensation, the fountain of spiritual outpourings. Love is the cause of God's revelation to man. Love is the vital bond inherent in the reality of all things. Love is the unique power that binds together the diverse elements of this material world and is the supreme magnetic force that directs the movement of the spheres. So love is the secret of the universe that holds together the reality of all things, and it's the supreme magnetic force that directs the movement of the spheres. That's a pretty powerful force. There's nothing soft or naive about that. 100 years ago, before World War I, Abdu'l-Bahá made some observations about the world that I think are still accurate today. He said, "The world is wrapped in a thick darkness of open revolt and is swept by a whirlwind of hate. No one on the face of the earth can find any peace. Therefore must the friends of God engender a tenderness that comes from heaven and bestow love in the Spirit upon all. With every soul they must show loving kindness and good faith. They must sacrifice themselves for their friends, wish good fortune to their foes, and treat their oppressors with loving kindness." Personally, I find it difficult to treat my oppressors with loving kindness, but that's what we're called to do. The more I'm able to center myself in the divine presence and feel the love of God, the more I'm able to overcome the negativity around us. And we've been given some prayers to help us do that, including the Lord's Prayer, which asks us to forgive those who trespass against us. And here is another short prayer that I'd like to share with you that helps strengthen us in our love for each other. O God, my God, aid thou thy trusted servants to have loving and tender hearts. Help them to spread among all the nations of the world the light of guidance that comes from the company on high. Verily, thou art the strong, the powerful, the mighty, and verily, thou art the generous, the gentle, the tender, and the loving. So thank you for giving me an opportunity to say a few words here tonight, and I'd like to close with this thought. Where there is love, nothing is too much trouble, and there is always time. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And you can stay there if you like. Yes. So next I'd like to introduce Annette Bingham, who's going to lead us in a Christian prayer.
Please forgive me. I don't stand very well, so I'm going to sit here. Can everybody hear? I hope so. A few weeks ago, Elise asked me to do a prayer for loving kindness, and or for the loving kindness tour. And based on the Christian perspective of loving kindness, I started looking on the internet to see where that may lead me. And much to my surprise, I discovered that the idea of loving kindness had been given to us by to us the Christians by our brothers and sisters who are Buddhist. So basically, I've wondered, what can I tell a Buddhist who's already taught us how to be loving, share loving kindness? What could I say? But basically, I think this is what you would say. One extends loving kindness from oneself out into the world. But in order to extend it out into the world, we first must learn how to love ourselves and then learn about other people and finally learn to love everything that is on the earth. So, that being the case, I decided that I would read from the Methodist, United Methodist Hymnal, which is a book from which we sing hymns on Sunday morning during worship. And I'm going to read you from the Canticle of Love. And it says this, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Let love be genuine and live in harmony. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Outdo one another in showing honor. Be humble and never conceited. Love is stronger than death, and jealousy is cruel as the grave. Floods cannot drown love, and wealth cannot bound it. Put love above all else. Let God's peace rule your hearts. Always be forgiving as God has forgiven you. Love is not jealous. Love is not boastful. Love is not arrogant. Love is not resentful or possessive. Love is patient and kind. Do not love in word or speech only. Love also in deed and truth. Receive each other in sincerity and find mercy and grow old together. Love rejoices in the right it bears. Love rejoices in the right it bears, believes, hopes, endures all things, for love is faithful and endless. When the late Lord builds the house, the labor is never in vain. Happy are those who take refuge in God. Those who serve the Lord are redeemed." I hope that you understood as I was reading that there are a number of things that you can hear about love. And if you read some of the things that we Christians follow, we always talk about what love is, not what love might be or maybe if you did this, that would be love. But love is. So I hope that you will think about that as you put out your hands and begin to get acquainted with the people who are here with you tonight. Remember, we love everybody, including our enemies and including everything else on the earth. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
And thank you so much for the words of wisdom. So next I'd like to introduce John Culkin from Temple Beth Orr.
Thank you. Also, it's a great honor for me to be here this evening, and I feel very welcome here, having had the honor of being around the Buddhist community in this area for quite a number of years. What I wanted to do was, I wrote a little prayer myself, and then I also wanted to read two other Jewish prayers. One has to do with seeking wisdom, the other has to do with compassion. And then ironically, just 2 days ago, I received an email from a friend of mine in Atlanta who sent me a prayer that's from the Native American Indians. So if I may, I'd like to read that also. Dear Holy One, we thank you for this opportunity to come together as a community for this special ceremony on an evening which is also the Jewish people's holy day of Shabbat, the Sabbath, the day of rest. We join hands as we honor these relics and the messages they convey of seeking wisdom in our lives and striving to be more compassionate toward all of your creatures. We hope this important ceremony will serve as a vehicle to highlight our sacred responsibility to be advocates for respect, acceptance, and support of each individual's unique truths. Seeking wisdom. Days pass and the years vanish, and we walk sightless among miracles. God, fill our eyes with seeing and our minds with knowing. Let there be moments when your presence, like lightning, illuminates the darkness in which we walk. Help us to see, wherever we gaze, that the bush burns unconsumed, and we, clay touched by God, will reach out for holiness and exclaim in wonder, how fulfilled with awe is this place, and we did not know it. Baruch atah Adonai Ha'el HaKadosh, blessed is the Eternal One, the Holy God. And then this prayer for compassion. There is one who sings the song of his own life, finding everything within himself. And there is one who leaves the circle of herself and sings the song of her people. Then there is one whose voice rings with the song of humanity, hoping for the highest perfection. And there is one who rises even higher, united with all creatures, with all worlds, united with all creatures in all worlds, filled throughout the universe with song. And then here is a Native American Indian song, prayer. Godfather, look at our brokenness. We know that in all creation, only the human family has strayed from the sacred way. We know that we are the ones who divided. We are the ones who must come back together to walk in the sacred way. Grandfather, Sacred One, teach us love, compassion, and honor, that we may heal the earth and heal each other. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'd also like to recognize that Kadampa Center is part of the Triangle Interfaith Alliance and thank Elise Strievel, who's our main representative, for helping to arrange this because they really responded to our call. So thank you. And now I'd like to invite Venerable Norbu to tell us a little bit about the relics and to lead us in a loving kindness meditation.
Good evening, everybody. I would like to start giving thanks to Kadampa Center, to all the people, because they have been working a lot to organize this event. We need a lot of energy, so thank you so much for all you have been doing. And I'm just going to take a couple of minutes explaining a little bit about the relics. And among the years, we have had individuals that they were practicing universal values that when they were alive. They were practicing, for example, patience, unconditional love, compassion. And when some of them pass away among the ashes, they were able to manifest these relics. So these relics are really the manifestation of loving kindness and compassion of those individuals. When they were alive, they were practicing incredible generosity, incredible patience, incredible morality, incredible concentration and meditation. So the relics are really the product of unbelievable spiritual practice. If we think about how we are able to practice generosity and how Buddha Shakyamuni, when he was alive, he was practicing generosity, we can just think how amazing he was putting all this energy being so kind and generous towards others. There are a couple of stories on the text that we can find where we can see how Buddha Shakyamuni was practicing generosity. And I just remember where it says that a Buddha Shakyamuni was able to give his life to a tiger to feed her because he was looking for some food because he just had her babies. So if we think about how we are able to practice generosity, we can see the difference. We sometimes have difficult times giving just a single glass of water, or it's even difficult for us to give our time or to listen to others or to give our favorite pen or our favorite sweater. So Buddha Shakyamuni was giving his life for a couple of eons. If we think about how we are able to keep our vows or how we are able to keep our commitments, how difficult it is for us just to maintain a single commitment to our community or with our friends or with our family. It's so difficult for us. So as we can see, these relics are very, very precious because are really the product of unbelievable spiritual practice. And these relics that we have here, we have about like more over than 3,000 that belong to 40 masters. And it's a very unique opportunity because in the past, people were not able to see the relics. Even nowadays, it's very difficult. Even if you go to India or Nepal, sometimes it's very difficult because they have them in the monasteries and people is not like allowed to see them or they don't have the opportunity. So just by being here in the presence of these relics, we can just feel in our hearts very, very fortunate to have this opportunity. It's really amazing. And one of the things that it's very unique of the tour, that this is a net generosity because the kindness of people in the previous city that we were visiting, we were able to travel to the city. So this tour has been traveling since 2009. Since 2001, about like 13 years now, and around like only 2 million people around the world have been able to see the relics. So if we compare with the population of the world, we can just feel more fortunate to be one of those 2 million people that are here in front of the relics. The main purpose that the relics are traveling, it's because, according with Lama Zopa Rinpoche, he really believes that this could be a contribution with world peace by providing this space where we can experience this loving kindness and compassion energy, and also having this inner peace, we can contribute with our families, with our friends, and with our communities. So that is why the relics are here, because Lama Zopa Rinpoche, it's one of his projects that he chose to inspire people and to remember people that we have all are an incredible potential. And by just viewing the relics and being in his presence, we can be inspired to develop our own qualities and to really serve others. That is the main reason why the relics are traveling. So I think that's it. So maybe we can just do a short meditation, and then maybe we can see the relics. Okay? So this is a very universal meditation, and it takes just a couple of minutes. So first we can just sit properly, which means not to put your spine into the chair here, so just try to go a little bit further. Yeah. And we can just close our eyes and just take a couple of minutes to breathe and to try to put into this room your body and your mind on the same place. So we can take a couple of deep breaths and allow your body with your breath to be relaxed, to feel comfortable into this space. And I would like to invite you to put into your front an image that represents for you the loving kindness. It could be your teacher, Buddha Shakyamuni, Jesus, Mother Mary. The most important thing is that for you, that image really represents the loving kindness energy. Try to visualize the details, the color, the form, the shape. And now visualize that from his or her heart, rays of golden light is streaming out. All these rays of golden light goes direct to you. And start feeling your body, speech and mind, with this golden rays of light, starting with the crown of your head. this golden rays of light has the quality of loving kindness. Try to visualize it as a beautiful nectar, that star filling all your body, speech and mind. And while you are doing this, you can start visualizing that from your feet, all the afflictive emotions are going out. All the anger, resentment. Jealousy, envy, whatever we have. Try to cover all the cells from your body. Now, try to observe how do you feel when you are completely covered with this beautiful nectar of loving kindness. Now visualize in your heart rays of white light streaming out. Share with others this loving kindness energy. So send this energy, this rays of white light to all your friends and to all your family members. Visualize that you are giving them exactly what they need. Now try to open your heart a little bit more and send this energy to your community, maybe to your neighbors that you haven't met yet, or other people, other sentient beings that are maybe in another neighborhood. Send this energy also to all the animals that very kindly offer their lives in order to feed us. And open your heart a little bit more and try to send this energy to sentient beings in another city. Try to cover all this country with this beautiful light of loving kindness. And now we can open our hearts a little bit more and send this energy to all the sentient beings in the universe. Try to observe how do you feel when all the universe is completely covered with this loving kindness nectar. Now you can think, how may I contribute to have this kind of universe? Now we can take a deep breath and try to bring your mind and your body again into this room and be prepared to open your eyes, to prepare your eyes to the light. Everybody, and you can use this meditation at home. You can just adjust with your words whatever works for you. It's something that you can do if you feel, in order to work with the muscle of the heart that sometimes is like a rock, so that can help us in our ordinary life. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Venerable Norbu, for that lovely meditation and prayer. So the final part of our ceremony is going to be a dedication prayer. So by thinking about loving kindness together, we've created an enormous amount of positive energy. And so in the Buddhist tradition, we like to seal that positive imprint on our minds, and the dedication prayer helps do that. You are invited to say it along with us if you like. It's in your program, or you can just listen and absorb the message if you prefer. The prayer is going to be led by Kadampa Center's nuns, Venerable Lamo, Venerable Kondo, and Venerable Chiki.
So before we start, I'd like the Kadampa Center wishes deeply to thank our generous sponsors of the Maitreya Loving Kindness Tour. The full sponsors, Lane and Louise Miller, and their dedication is to all of the past, present, and future teachers of the Dharma and our spiritual friends who walk with us on the path, and Peter Murphy. And the following are partial sponsors, Steve and Marion Hale, David Hines, whose dedication May there be peace on earth and an end to violence in our schools. And Neil Oldham, dedicated to the hard work and devotion of all those who have helped to make this wonderful event possible. And John Stauber. So the dedication prayer from Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or riddled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May all bodies are worn with toil, be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and may the bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the misery of the world. So as we wrap up, Venerable Norbu is going to, in just a moment, give instructions about what will happen next. But I also wanted to invite you, when you are through enjoying the energy of the relics and leave through this side exit door, hopefully you'll enjoy visiting the relic tour shop. And then as you go out our main doors, if you turn to the right, we have prayer wheels that are filled with prayers, which you're invited to turn, and that sends those prayers out into the universe. And then there's also a very special holy object called a stupa, which is the very large cone-shaped object out to the side of the building. And it's very, you can receive the blessings of the stupa by walking around it in a clockwise direction. And so we also invite you to go out and take advantage of that while you're here as well.
Okay, I'm going to try to explain a little bit about how we are going to see the exhibition. So we are going to start here onto the front, and we have here this big bowl with saffron water and this baby Buddha statue. So we are going to start here, and while we are here, we can think about this statue being like our minds. So we can take this opportunity thinking about the afflictive emotions that we have in our daily life. So let's say that I pick the anger. What I can do is I can think, may all this anger be removed from my mind or from my heart, whatever I feel. Or if I feel more inspired, I can think about something more universal, and I can think, may all sentient beings be free from suffering. Or may all sentient beings be happy. And after that, we are going to start walking onto the left. We are going to walk clockwise. And after that, we are going to place maybe where Sarah is, two chairs, and we are going to have a couple of relics of Buddha Shakyamuni. And if you feel inspired, you can just go and receive that energy, because I have, as I have mentioned before, the relics are really the manifestation of loving kindness and compassion. So if you feel, we are going to have a couple of relics of Buddha Shakyamuni, and we put it on the top of the head if you feel inclined to receive that energy. And we have also a couple of items. around the altar. We have a prayer wheel also. You are very welcome to spin it. And also we have singing bowls and bells. You are also very welcome to sing them, okay? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start calling people row by row. So I would like you to ask, please, to remain seated and be confident that I'm not going to forget anybody. Okay? Thank you. So I would like to invite the monastic sangha if you want to come first, and then I'm going to start calling all of you. Okay? Thank you.